stormy weather is complicating an already hectic travel day across much of the country with snow and gusty winds in the Midwest. Steady rain along much of the East Coast and thunderstorms and tornado watches in effect in parts of the South. The worst of it so far has been in southern Mississippi, where severe storms and what appears to have been a tornado yesterday killed 4 people and injured 50. It knocked over trees, damaged homes and businesses, and left thousands without power. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant has declared a state of emergency in Jones and Marion counties, and the cleanup is just beginning. Brett Carr is with the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency. He's in Columbia, Mississippi right now. And Brett, what does it look like where you are? How much damage are you seeing?
Yeah, you know, there is a significant amount of damage here in Columbia. Our crews are headed out right now to go start doing the damage assessments to kind of be able to quantify how much damage there is. But first off, let me say our thoughts and prayers go out to those that were affected by this storm and those that lost loved ones in this storm, both in Marion County and in Jones County.
And we know 4 people were killed in these storms. At least 50 others were injured. How are people that you're seeing doing there in Columbia?
You know, Mississippians are fairly used to this type of incident. So I'm looking around. There's a lot of people that are pulling up their pants and going to work, cleaning up their yard, cleaning up their business, trying to get back to normal right here at Christmas time. It's probably the worst time for something like this to happen. But people are taking it somewhat well, and they're getting out, and they're doing what they have to do. And our main goal today is to try to see how much damage there is and what types of assistance might be available in this area.
And what more do we know about exactly what happened? We're seeing reports of a very wide tornado that may have touched down here.
Yeah, the National Weather Service is actually out today. They are surveying the damage, and they will make the determination as to what size on the EF scale this tornado will be. They'll look at the wind, how the trees fell, the damage to homes. There's a lot of different factors that go into it, but they'll make that determination, and they'll actually come out and say, you know, whatever EF scale size tornado this was, and this is the amount of damage. They can approximate wind speed, so they're out doing their assessment right now. They should have that done sometime today or tomorrow.
How rare is it to have a tornado in late December, even in southern Mississippi?
It's somewhat rare, but Mississippi sees tornadoes all year long. This is not something that would be completely out of the ordinary. Just a couple of years ago, we had a tornado on Christmas Day. So this is not something that Mississippi doesn't see very often. But, you know, it's something that we don't want. We obviously don't want it to happen this time of year.
What are people in need of right now? What kind of services are they in need of? What are you providing?
Yeah, you know, we're basically here to help coordinate the response from the state level, and we're trying to make sure that the people have what they need. So if it's a shelter, if it's food and water, whatever the need may be, so that's what we're here assessing right now. A shelter was open last night. No one actually stayed at the shelter, which is a good thing. It means everyone had somewhere to go, somewhere safe to spend the night. So hopefully everyone has what they need, but if they don't, there's several places they can go in town to get some of those things that they may need.
And I was looking at the forecast for Hattiesburg, which is not far away from where you are for today and tomorrow. It looks like at least the weather is cooperating right now with you.
It's a little bit chilly for Mississippi. You know, the wind is kind of getting to us. But for now, sunny skies, a couple of clouds. So we're doing a lot better today than we were yesterday at this time.
That's Brett Carr with the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency joining us from Columbia, Mississippi, as they deal with the aftermath of what looks like a tornado touchdown yesterday that killed 4 people, injured at least 50 others. Brett, thank you very much and good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you.